and that Farmer suffered in the comparison. The captain stood about 6'2", tanned and muscular. As usual, a wad of snuff enlarged his lower lip. Now and then he turned his head aside and spat. Farmer was about the same age, but much more delicate looking. He had short black hair and a high waist and long thin arms, and his nose came almost to a point. Next to the soldier, he looked skinny and pale. And for all of that, he struck me as bold, indeed, downright cocky. He asked the captain if his team had any medical problems. The captain said they had some sick prisoners whom the local hospital had refused to treat. I ended up buying the medicine myself. Farmer flashed a smile. You'll spend less time in purgatory. Then he asked, Who cut off the head of the assistant mayor?
I don't know for sure, said the captain.
It's very hard to live in Haiti and not know who cut off someone's head, said Farmer. A circuitous argument followed. Farmer made it plain he didn't like the American government's plan for fixing Haiti's economy, a plan that would aid business interests but do nothing, in his view, to relieve the suffering of the average Haitian. He clearly believed that the United States had helped to foster the coup, for one thing, by having trained a high official of the junta at the U.S. Army's School of the Americas. Two clear sides existed in Haiti, Farmer said, the forces of repression and the Haitian poor, the vast majority. Farmer was